Hello? Yes, this is the Falcon speaking.
This is Ed Hurley, friends, inviting you on behalf of the Kraft Foods Company to listen to The Adventures of the Falcon, starring Les Damon. You met the Falcon first in his best-selling novels. Then you saw him in his thrilling motion picture series. Now join him on the air when the Falcon solves the case of the shopkeeper's gun.
It's Sunday night in New York, and in a midtown hotel room, an ugly smile that is almost a sneer twists the thin lips of stocky Ed Taylor as he looks with bored and sleepy eyes at the young man who is pacing the floor in front of him.
Sit down, Conrad. Give your feet a rest.
You haven't given me your answer yet. Do I get my money back or don't I?
I'll think about it.
What's to think? You gave me a rookin'. Either you make good on it or...
Oh, what?
Do I get my money?
Come here, Conrad.
What do you want?
Tell you something?
What? Hey, let go. What's the idea? What are you trying to do?
Just taking precautions. Yeah. Here we are. So you brought a gun with you, huh?
I wasn't going to use it unless I had to.
Had to?
To protect myself.
Well, now that you don't have any protection, don't you think it's a little dangerous to hang around here?
I'll get a lawyer.
If a lawyer could do you any good, you wouldn't have come up here throwing your weight around. Now, I hate to keep you because I know you must have things to do. Shall I show you out or throw you out?
All right, Taylor. You win this round.
I win them all, pal, so you might as well throw in the towel. Unless you want to see what it feels like to get counted out.
We'll see about that. Goodbye, Taylor.
Ah, you're an old meanie, Taylor. That was no way to treat the fellow.
Dumb jerk. He had a gun like you said he would.
Yes.
I wonder if he'll try anything else.
I doubt it. But as long as he doesn't know we're working together, I can always find out. Well, let's see the gun.
Here.
Thanks.
Could you hear all he said in the other room?
Yeah. 45. Conrad believes in doing things in a big way.
He probably won't quit. You'd better have a talk with him tomorrow. See if he's planning anything.
Well, maybe it won't be necessary. I've thought of one way I can kill two birds with one stone. Or one bullet.
What? You're not going to kill him.
No, Taylor, I'm not going to kill him.
Well, then?
I'm going to kill you.
What kind of a gag is that? Wait a minute, Moody. Don't point that.
This shop?
What?
I said, are you the owner of this place?
Oh, yeah.
George Conrad?
That's right.
How's business?
What?
I said, how's... Look, turn off that record, will you, so we can talk?
Oh, yeah, sure. What were you saying?
I said the record business must be pretty good.
Why?
For you to be able to blow 10 grand, Conrad.
What? Sick. Who are you?
Sergeant Corbett, Police Department.
Police? Well, what's the matter?
We found your name in Ed Taylor's books.
Oh, you've got his books. Can you prove anything?
About what?
About his swindling.
Oh, you think he's a swindler?
Of course. Isn't that why you picked him up?
Not exactly.
Then what?
We found a gun. Traced it. You bought it a couple of days ago.
That's right. What's that
it's
got to do...
It's the gun that killed Taylor.
Killed?
That's what I said.
Oh, so that's it. But surely you don't... Look, if I had anything to do with the shooting, I certainly wouldn't have left my own gun there.
Why did you leave your gun there?
My tailor took it away from me.
Why did you buy the gun?
I thought there might be trouble when I demanded my money.
So you admit demanding money, you admit you expected trouble, you admit you went up there with a gun.
But I didn't kill him. Like I said, I certainly wouldn't have left the gun there.
It wasn't left there. It was hidden in a trash barrel in an alley nearby. If the barrel hadn't been accidentally knocked over, the gun probably never would have been discovered.
Well, then, all I can say is get out of my way.
Hey, Conrad, stop!
Well, hello, Georgie.
Shut the door quick.
Well, all right.
I said shut it.
What's the matter?
Wait till I lock it.
What?
Marie, the police are after me.
The police? Why, what did you do?
Somebody killed Taylor.
Oh, no.
They think it was me. I admitted I had a row with him.
But you didn't kill him.
Of course not, but how am I going to prove it?
Well, if you didn't do
it... But I was there. The bullet was from my gun.
It was. But how could it?
Taylor got it away from me. I don't know what happened after that.
I begged you not to get a gun.
All right, you were right. Let's not go into that now. What am I going to do?
Well, First, you'd better give yourself up.
I can't. I got too much on me.
But running away will only make it look worse.
Well, I can't help it.
Oh, please, Georgie. You wouldn't listen to me before. Listen to me now. Don't be crazy. Give yourself up. We'll get a good lawyer and maybe a detective.
No.
What do you hope to get?
Who's that?
I don't know. Who is it?
Sergeant Corbett, police department, open up.
They're here.
Yes.
Don't let them in.
Well, I've got to.
We know you're in there, Conrad. You don't want any trouble, you'll give yourself up.
Marie, the building next door is the same height as this one, isn't it?
Yes, but what...
I can get up the fire escape to the roof.
Oh, no, they'll have the building surrounded. They'll shoot you.
It's my only chance.
Now, Georgie, please.
I've got to try it.
Then I've got to try.
Hello?
Hello, I'm looking for Michael Waring's apartment, the Falcon.
You found it.
Are you he?
That's right.
Well, I'm Marie Cameron. I phoned you a little while ago.
Oh, yes. Come in.
Thank you.
Now, since you called, I've been doing some research. The story's in the paper. And...
part of it. I want to give you the rest.
All right, go ahead.
Well, do you prefer to be called Falcon or Mr. Waring?
I'll settle for Mike.
All right, but in that case, you'd better call me Marie.
All right, Marie. Now, what did you want to tell me?
I turned Georgie into the police because I know he's innocent.
Can't think of a better reason.
Oh, I mean it. I was afraid if he tried to escape, they'd shoot him. But now that I've gotten him into this jam, you've got to get him out of it.
They're pretty good at making up other people's minds.
But he's innocent. And you're such a good detective.
Am I?
So I hear.
You just keep listening to that kind of talk.
I will if you live up to it.
I'll try. Now, what makes you so sure Conrad is innocent?
I know him.
You also know he bought a gun. Don't tell me he was just going to use it as a paperweight.
He bought that for self-defense.
Oh, sure. Whoever heard of guns for anything else?
You think he killed Taylor.
His gun did.
Oh, but that's just it. Can't you see how convenient it was that the trash can was turned over so the gun could be found? It was a plant.
Maybe. According to the paper, Conrad claims Taylor got the gun away from him in a fight. But it didn't say what the fight was about. Do you know?
Yes, that's why I wanted to see you. Taylor was a swindler. He sold Georgie an interest in a fake silver mining project.
How did Georgie find out it was fake?
Mr. Moody told him.
Well, who's Moody?
Oh, the man who introduced Georgie to Taylor. Oh. And when he found out Taylor was a crook, he felt terrible about it and told Georgie right away, but Georgie had already invested.
Is Moody a friend of Georgie's?
No, they met on a train, I think.
Mm-hmm. Where can I find Moody?
Well, I don't know, but I guess Georgie would. Why, what do you want him for? Do you think Moody can help you?
Maybe in a number of ways. So if I'm going to help you, I'd better get moving.
Where are you going?
To jail. Hello, Georgine.
Who are you?
Mike Waring.
Haven't I heard that name somewhere before?
I hope so.
What do you want?
Well, perhaps you could tell me how to find Frank Moody.
Why?
Well, he might know something about this murder.
What makes you think so?
Well, Marie tells me that...
Marie? What have you got to do with her?
I'm working for her. In fact...
Get out of here.
Now, look, Georgie...
I said get out.
Now, take it easy,
She's
Georgie.
She's made enough trouble.
Yeah, well, so have you. All right, Georgie, get up. Sorry I had to slug you, but you asked for it.
I don't want any help from Marie.
All right, all right. But there's no use trying to throw me out. I can't get out of here even if I want to until they make with the key.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think.
Though I noticed. Very interesting.
What is?
The way you blow your top. Could explain what happened to Taylor.
That's right. Tell me I killed him. See the kind of help Marie gets me?
I don't say you killed Taylor, but the police do. And you seem determined to build up a case for them. Now, maybe I can help you out of this. But I'm going to need your help. Now, do I get it, or do you like bars in a window?
I don't want any help from Marie.
I'm not Marie.
Are you working for her?
I'm working for whoever pays me. If you want to pick up the check, fight it out with her.
You think you can do anything for me, Waring?
Probably, if I can find Moody.
I don't know where he stayed. He always called me.
Oh, fine.
But I don't think he knows anything about it.
He was Taylor's come-on, wasn't he?
No. He introduced us.
Well, that's what I mean.
But I'm sure they weren't working together. Why, it was Moody who told me Taylor was a crook.
That's right. After you had invested.
Even so.
And it was Moody who suggested that you buy a gun, wasn't it?
To protect myself, yeah.
Yeah, sure. In fact, it was following Moody's advice that landed you right where you are.
Yeah. I hadn't thought of that.
Well, you better start thinking.
Are you suggesting Moody's the murderer?
I'm just suggesting it's worth looking into.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I had an idea it was somebody else who'd been swindled by Taylor. But the way you lined things up...
You mean the way Moody has lined you up?
If only I could tell you where to find him.
Well, didn't he ever say anything that might give a lead?
Not that I can think of.
Well, come on, think hard. As though your life depended upon it. Because there's a good chance it does.
This is Ed Hurley, friends. Well, it sounds as though Mike and George Conrad are going to have to think pretty hard to find Moody. Yes, the way you have to think when you want to find a way to make good use of those leftover pieces of yesterday's roast. But making use of leftovers isn't hard at all if you make Velveeta your handy helper. You can melt Kraft's famous pasteurized processed cheese food for a smooth golden cheese sauce to pour over those leftovers for a brand new hot main dish. And this Velveeta sauce is so easy to make. All you do is melt a half pound of Velveeta in the top of your double boiler. You don't have to cut Velveeta up because it melts so easily and so smoothly without any lumps. Then just stir in a quarter cup of milk, seasoned to your taste, and there you have the smoothest golden cheese sauce ever. Just the thing to pour over leftover bits of meat or seafood or vegetables for a main dish that really tastes good. Extra good because Velveeta has such a rich yet mild cheddar cheese flavor. And this sauce is extra nourishing, too, because Velveeta is so rich in important food values from milk. Make it your handy helper, Mother, for easy hot main dishes and for hearty snacks and sandwiches, too. Tomorrow, get a 2-pound loaf of the pasteurized processed cheese food of top quality. Genuine Velveeta. Now, back to the adventures of the Falcon. 10 minutes have passed since Mike Waring had his talk with Georgie Conrad. Now, the Falcon drops into the Homicide Bureau to have a talk with Sergeant Corbett.
Hello, Corbett. Well, you've done it again.
Oh, you, Waring. What have I done?
With your usual brilliant logic, you've locked up the wrong guy.
If you're talking about Georgie Conrad...
Who else? Now, don't tell me you pulled any other boners.
Boner? Yeah, you're right, Waring. Conrad is undoubtedly innocent. That's why he pulled a sprint when I questioned him.
Well, he's impulsive, that's all.
Sure, he runs for cover when he sees a badge. This kind of impulse I don't go for.
Doesn't prove anything.
Doesn't have to, with all the rest we have on him.
You could be wrong.
I'm willing to be shown. What have you got?
The character who got Conrad into this, Frank Moody.
What about him?
Well, that's what I want to ask you. You have anything on him?
Just that he's a name Conrad gave me. He has no record. He has no address. If that's your hot lead...
I'd like to have a talk with him.
Go ahead. All you have to do is find him.
Well, I was counting on an assist from you.
If he drops in, I'll let you know.
Oh, you're too good to me.
Think nothing of it.
Believe me, Corbett, I don't.
Hello?
Hello, Marie. This is Mike Waring.
Oh, yes, Mike. What is it?
Did you ever meet Frank Moody with Georgie?
Once.
Well, once is enough if you remember him.
Oh, I think I would if I saw him again.
Good. How soon can you get here?
Where?
The Hollis Hotel.
Is Moody there?
That's what I want you to tell me.
I'll be right over. Well, Mike?
Hello, Maureen. Come on over here. We can sit down. You can watch the people as they go through the lobby.
All right. But what makes you think I'll see Moody?
I check with Taylor's apartment house. All outgoing calls go through the desk there, and the clerk writes down the numbers. Taylor made 5 calls to this hotel the last few days before he was killed.
And you think he was calling Moody?
He was calling somebody. Could have been Moody.
Did you ask for Moody at the desk?
No, naturally. They say there's nobody here by that name. But who says he used his right name?
Well, how long do you expect me to sit here?
Until you see Moody.
It may take all day.
Well, all right, if you want to help Georgie.
Oh, do you think Moody can help?
I wouldn't be surprised.
But suppose he's checked out, or suppose it isn't Moody who Taylor was calling.
Well, you can't always play a sure thing, Angel. You're the one who said I have to clear Georgie. Now, if you can't spare the time...
I'm willing. I just hope it... Hey, wait a minute. There he is.
Where?
Waiting for the elevator.
Good, I'll join him.
And it didn't even take 5 minutes.
Are you kidding? This is the third lead I've tracked down, and it's the first one that was even hot enough to call you in on. I'll be seeing you, Marie. Hello, Moody.
I beg your pardon?
I said, hello, Moody.
My name is Morrison.
Let your friends call you Moody.
Who are you? What do you want?
Mike Waring. I'm a friend of Georgie Conrad.
Hurry up.
Hey, excuse me.
Oh, that's all right, friend. I'm right with you.
What do you want with me, Waring?
A tie-up with Taylor and...
I had no tie-up with him.
You led Conrad to him.
I'm admitting nothing.
Well, it's easy to prove. Conrad won't be the only one you sucked in. Ought to be plenty of people to identify you.
I'll cross that bridge when I come to it. Mm-hmm. And now, are you finished or do you care to come in?
Oh, I haven't even started. I'll come in.
Very well. You're what they call a private eye, aren't you?
Also Dick, Seamus, Flatfoot for Hire, a snooper, a Hawkshaw. Shall I go on?
I get the idea. How did you find me?
Well, with those credentials, what do you expect?
At any rate, you're a step ahead of the police. They haven't been here yet. That's good.
Is it?
As long as we can keep you a step ahead. I didn't want to be connected with this, and you're going to tell me how you found out so that I can wipe out the connection.
You'll have to wipe me out, too.
You begin to get the idea. Don't reach for a gun.
Not as long as you beat me to it. I'd hate you to think I'm a copycat.
Now, you'll just raise your hands. That's it. Rocky! Rocky!
You want me, Mr. Moody? Oh, who's our friend?
Michael Waring.
The Falcon?
Oh, is that what they call him? It must be wonderful to be educated like you are, Rocky. Well, let's clip the Falcon's talons, hmm?
What?
Frisk him for a rod.
Oh. He's clean.
It was rather careless of you, Waring, coming here without a gun.
Well, I can't see what good it would do me.
You have a point.
Now what, Mr. Moody?
Tie him up.
Okay. Shall I gag him?
Won't be necessary. One sound out of him and he knows you'll shut him up. He better be tied up because you and I are going to have to make plans. And while we're doing it, we don't want the Falcon flying away. Well, Waring, how do you feel?
Fit to be untied. Oh, you and your boy had your confab?
Yes, Waring.
So?
I have things to do. Rocky will keep you company. So long. Take care of him, Rocky.
Yeah. You sure walked into something, mister.
Yeah. But maybe I'll get out of it. Moody doesn't seem very smart.
Who says so?
He should have kept up his bluff. This rough stuff just clinches things against him.
Yeah, but who knows about it except you? And you're not going to talk.
There's only one way to shut me up.
He knows that.
Let the police know I'm working on this case. Anything happens to me, they'll know it's tied to the Taylor murder.
So what?
So what becomes of the frame Moody had worked out for Conrad? Conrad's in the pokey now, so that clears him of anything that happens to me.
You don't give Moody credit. You think he didn't think of that?
Doesn't look like it.
So the frame against Conrad folds. Might anyway with him hollering for him. The question is, who framed him, huh?
And what's Moody's answer?
What's the matter with Conrad's girl?
Marie?
Yeah, she turned him in. Who's to say she didn't do it to protect herself?
Oh, so that's it.
That's it. And then she hires you to make it look like she's innocent. But you stumble onto something, so she has to get rid of you, too.
I see.
She's not in stir, so anything that happens to you will fit right into the picture.
Well, I've got to apologize to Moody. I underestimated him. You're the one who's playing it dumb.
Me?
Yeah.
How do you figure that?
Well, Moody's obviously a character who likes to go it alone. He gets rid of anybody who knows too much about him. Or with whom he has to split. A little blood more or less doesn't mean a thing to him. How long do you think it's going to be before he gives you a dose of the same?
He wouldn't.
Maybe not. But if I were you, I wouldn't sleep so good. As soon as he decides you aren't necessary to him anymore...
Shut up.
Okay, just think it over.
You're crazy.
And not as crazy as Taylor. He thought he and Moody were partners. Look what happened to him.
I said shut up.
No. All right, Rocky. You don't want to face it.
I suppose you expect me to let you go, huh?
It would be the smart thing to do.
Yeah. Well, even if Moody is like you say, what's to stop me from clearing out before he gets back and leaving you here?
Nothing. Except that when Moody gets through with me, don't you think he'll go gunning for you?
But if I let you go so you can finish Moody, what's to stop you from coming after me?
Nothing. But my heart wouldn't be in it as much as Moody's.
Well, I'll have to think it over.
You do that. And think fast, because when Moody gets back, he'll be calling the shots. And I've got an idea he has one labeled for each of us.
This is Ed Herlihy again, friends. Well, I should say Rocky will have to think fast if he's going to get Mike and himself out of this predicament. As fast as you have to think when unexpected company comes and you have to fix something to eat in a hurry. Of course, if you have a 2-pound loaf of Velveeta in your refrigerator, your problem is solved. Because in a matter of minutes, you can slice Kraft's delicious pasteurized processed cheese food and make golden brown grilled cheese sandwiches your guests will really go for. And no wonder. Velveeta has such a fine, rich, yet mild cheddar cheese flavor. And Velveeta sandwiches are as wholesome a snack as you could want, because Velveeta is rich in important food values from milk and as digestible as milk itself. Make Velveeta your handy helper, won't you? For delicious, wholesome snacks and fine hot dishes, too, get genuine Velveeta tomorrow. Now, back to the adventures of the Falcon. It's a few minutes since Mike tried to convince Rocky that he was on the wrong team. Rocky is thinking it over, and he's still thinking when the door opens and Moody returns.
Well, Rocky, I just talked to Conrad's girl on the telephone. She fell for it nicely.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I asked her to meet you in half an hour at Roper's Grill. Now, when she gets there, here's what I want you to tell her.
Just a minute, Moody. What's that right over there?
Where, Waring?
In the corner, on the desk. Looks like a telephone to me.
Stay out of this, Waring.
Well, I can't help wondering why you had to go out to phone with one right here in the room.
Yeah.
Was it because there was something you didn't want Rocky to hear?
Couldn't it be something I didn't want you to hear?
Well, considering your plans for me, doesn't seem likely.
Yeah, how about that, Mr. Moody?
Don't be silly, Rocky.
And how come you're asking Rocky to meet Marie? Why not meet her yourself?
I told you to stay out of this, Waring.
That's the trouble with tagging a guy for the big sleep. It's a one-way ticket for me anyway, so why should I take orders?
Because you can go out fast or you can go out slow. If you insist upon being annoying, there's still time for Rocky to make you quite uncomfortable.
I don't think so. I have an idea Rocky is interested in what I have to say.
Rocky will do what I tell him.
For instance, why are you having him meet the girl in a public place?
That's enough, Waring.
Is it because you want them to be seen together?
Of course not.
Makes it very convenient.
Rocky, show Waring it's impolite to interrupt.
Or are you really having the girl meet him there? Why are you lying to Rocky?
Rocky, are you going to do...
You said you talked to the girl on the phone. I happen to know that's impossible.
Rocky, for the last time...
Why is it impossible, Waring?
Because she couldn't be reached by phone.
How do you know?
Because right now she's downstairs in the lobby of this hotel.
Don't listen to him, Rocky. Can't you see what he's trying to do?
Can you prove what you said, Waring?
Go see for yourself. It'll only take a minute.
Stay where you are, Rocky.
He asked a lot of questions, Moody. You didn't answer.
I don't have to answer to him.
Well, then answer me.
Well... That's your attitude. Here's your answer.
Hey.
Drop your gun.
Oh, Rocky. Sitting there with a gun in your hand, you let him beat you to the draw.
Well, I didn't think
I said drop that gun.
Sure, Moody, like so.
Stupid fool. Making me do that, people will be coming.
That's right, Moody.
Well, you can stop gloating, Waring. That means I've got to take care of you right now.
Well, Moody, at least give me time to...
Do this!
Hey! How did you...
Rocky was a fool, not a complete fool. Now I'll take the gun.
No, you don't.
All right, then I'll do this. Well, you see, Corbett, Moody didn't know my hands were untied, and that gave me a chance to jump him.
You mean you talked Rocky into switching to your side, Waring?
Well, not entirely, but I had him worried. So he untied me and sat behind me with a gun in his hand. He wanted to see which way the cards lay, and he was ready to play either side.
Uh-huh.
But when he found out that Moody was double-crossing him, he was too slow on the draw. Oh, by the way, now that you've got Moody, did you get him to talk?
Yeah, he signed a statement.
Good. I was guessing it as double cross. Did he fill in the details?
Yeah, you were right about him not calling the girl. He just wanted Rocky to go out asking for her in order to establish a connection between her and Rocky.
Yeah. So that if anything happened to either one, the other would be blamed.
Right.
Well, one thing you've got to say for Moody, he's a guy who went all out. And you were overlooking him from my little dope like Conrad.
Who says I was overlooking him?
Oh, come now, Corbett. I tried to steer you to Moody, but you couldn't see it.
Sure, I got rocks in my head.
Well, now that you mention it...
Waring.
Corbett.
Who did all the legwork tracking down Moody?
Hmm?
Who got lassoed by a thug and nearly wound up with a bullet in his insides?
What are you trying to prove?
Who's sitting across the table from me right now with a shiner the size of a grapefruit, which he got risking life and limb disarming a desperate killer, who he has to turn over to me when he gets him disarmed?
Well,
all the time, dopey me can't think of anything but rest my feet in my desk and wonder what to do.
Well, now, wait a minute.
Yeah, Waring, I got rocks in my head. You're the smart boy. You know something? That suits me just fine. Good night, genius.
This is Mike Waring, friends, and I have something very important to talk to you about. It's your safety in an air raid. What? Can't happen here? Well, heaven knows we hope it never will. But we can't be sure, so we've got to be prepared. Yes, you, me, and every man and woman and child must know what to do to protect himself. There are official civil defense air raid instructions everyone should learn by heart. If you can't get these instruction sheets from your local civil defense office, send 5 cents in coin or stamps to the Superintendent of Documents, Washington, D.C. You got that? Superintendent of Documents, Washington, D.C. And be sure to learn these air raid safety rules by heart. You never can tell. They may save your life.
The case of the missing miss. The case of the missing miss. That's the title of next week's Adventure of the Falcon. When Mike Waring learns that when you're playing games, the best place to play hide and seek is the morgue. So be sure to listen at the same time next week to another exciting Adventure of the Falcon, brought to you by the Kraft Foods Company. The Adventures of the Falcon are based on the famous character created by Drexel Drake. Produced by Bernard L. Schubert, written today by Jerome Epstein, and directed by Richard Lewis. Music was by Arlo. Les Damon was starred as the Falcon, with Ken Lynch as Sergeant Corbett. Be sure to hear The Great Gildersleeve next Wednesday evening over most of these stations. In next Wednesday's broadcast, Gildy comes face to face with an hilarious problem and solves it in a way that will keep you laughing for days. Remember the show, the time, and the place. The Great Gildersleeve, next Wednesday evening over most of these stations. Check your local newspaper for time of broadcast. This is Ed Hurley. He's speaking for the Kraft Foods Company.
Tonight here, Light Up the Sky, presented by Theater Guild on NBC.